Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Blessed Forgetfulness. A sermon excerpt from Reverend Dr. Armin Olson, former speaker of the Lutheran Hour, for Saturday, July 20th, 2019. The text is Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, where Paul says, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." I am very glad that it was the Apostle Paul who said, "forgetting what lies behind," because he had a past that might have been such an impediment in his life, such a stone in his heart, that he might never have become the greatest of all apostles. He had a great deal to forget. Had he not, for instance, persecuted the followers of Christ, hounded them out, and witnessed their martyrdom? A man simply does not forget that sort of thing, at least not merely by trying to forget. But Paul had learned to live with the knowledge that his hands were stained with human blood and to serve God happily and effectively regardless. How did he do it? Paul has a message for modern man that may help more than several sessions with a psychiatrist or a month spent on the beach. Paul had learned how to deal with the sin in his past life. And who of us does not face problems like that, which are difficult to overcome? Paul had persecuted Christians in an effort to wipe out any remembrance of Christ, the same Christ who became his salvation. He had turned from bitter enemy to dearest friend. This is why he could say, in spite of his horrific sin, that he forgot what lies behind, what came before, knowing that what's done is done and can't be undone. "But my sin is different," you might say. "It is so great, and I did it deliberately. I don't see how God can or would forgive me." What is it that haunts your past? Some unknown crime? A marital infidelity? A silence whereby someone else paid the price that should have come to you? God knew we would sometimes be so overcome by feelings of guilt and remorse that we would find it difficult to accept his forgiveness. That is why he filled the Bible with reassurances for us. In Psalm 103, David writes, "As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us." God not only forgives, he forgets, so to speak, so we can too. Remember Paul's words above? Through the prophet Isaiah in chapter 1, verse 18, God tells us, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool." No sin is so red that it cannot be washed pure white by the blood of Christ. If God does not remember your forgiven sin, then why should you? Paul knew that when a penitent person confesses his or her guilt to God and seeks pardon through the merit of Christ the Savior, God forgives the sinner completely, absolutely, and without reservation. So we pray to him. Heavenly Father, our sins can plague us long after we commit them. Remind us that your forgiveness is complete and offered to everyone, including me. In Jesus' name, amen.